You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Donna Anderson, the author of LoveFraud.com, a website that teaches people how to recognize and recover from sociopaths. She just came out with a new book called Red Flags of Love Fraud, 10 Signs You're Dating a Sociopath. Donna Anderson, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
So tell me, I'm certainly interested to know, what exactly is a sociopath?
Well, most people tend to think that sociopaths are all deranged serial killers, but this isn't necessarily true. Sociopaths know exactly what they're doing, and most of them never kill anybody. I define a sociopath as a social predator, and these people live their lives by exploiting others.
You were married to a sociopath. Can you explain briefly what you experienced?
Yes. I was married to a sociopath. That's exactly how I found out about this disorder. But before I got involved with him, I knew nothing about it and consequently was a walking target. My first husband actually turned out to be a con man. He took $250,000 from me. He cheated with at least six different women during our 2.5 year relationship. He had a child with one of these women. And then 10 days after I left him, he married the mother of the child, which turned out to be the second time that he committed bigamy. Now, I could not make any sense out of his behavior until I figured out that he was a sociopath. And because of my experience, I created LoveFraud.com to warn people that these predators are out there. And I've now collected 3,000 cases of people have been involved with these predators, and I keep hearing the same stories over and over and over again.
Why are sociopaths difficult to recognize?
They are difficult to recognize because they are fabulous actors. A sociopath, when you first meet them, will appear to be charming and charismatic and have this appealing energy about them. And so people tend to think that they are just a normal person because they appear to be normal and they don't have like a crazed look about them or something like that. So for that reason, it's very difficult to pick them out unless you know the behaviors to look for.
Today, we're joined by Donna Anderson, the author of LoveFraud.com, a website that teaches people how to recognize and recover from sociopaths, and author of the new book called Red Flags of Love Fraud, 10 Signs You're Dating a Sociopath, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What are the warning signs that you may be dating or know someone who may be a sociopath?
Well, that's exactly what I do discuss in my new book, which you just mentioned, and I've come up with about 10 different red flags of love fraud, and it's based on my experience and the research that I did with the thousands of people who have had similar experiences. And the number one red flag is charisma and charm. Sociopaths just seem to be very exciting when you meet them. They're smooth talkers, and they always have an answer and never miss a beat. Another thing that's important is that they lie. All sociopaths lie. They lie like they breathe. They tell big lies and little lies. They tell lies when they would be better off telling the truth. And then they conveniently forget to tell you things that they should tell you, like perhaps the fact that they're married. And another thing that they do is sociopaths tend to blame other people for everything that goes wrong in their lives. Nothing is never their fault. They always have an excuse, and they never take responsibility for what they've done. And this is an important sign because it's something that you wouldn't expect to be positive in a dating partner, because some of the warning signs are actually things that you would like in a dating partner. For example, love bombing. This is one of the things that sociopaths tend to do. And by that, I mean that when you're with a person who has targeted you, they tend to shower you with attention and affection and even adoration. They want to be with you all the time. They call and text and email constantly. And another warning sign is what we call the pity play. A sociopath will appeal to your sympathy. They want you to feel sorry for their abusive childhood or their crazy ex or their lack of money. And the sob stories may or may not be true because, of course, they lie. But the idea is that they want to get you to feel sorry for them so that you do what they want you to do.
Well, how long can you expect a relationship to go on in the circumstances, whether you're dating or even you married a sociopath? I mean, a sociopath marries, let's say, you. What is their plan on the length of marriage, or is there a plan?
Sociopaths will stay with you as long as you are useful to them. What you need to understand is that this person does not get involved with a romantic relationship for love. They are looking for someone to exploit. So consequently, they will stay with you as long as there's something to exploit. Some people, the relationship is over very quickly, but I have many cases of people who have been involved in these relationships for 10, 15, 20, and 30 years. And what happens is that the person who is essentially the victim or the target often knows that there's something wrong, but really can't figure out exactly what it is. And that's why it's so important to understand what these red flags are, because once you see this entire pattern of behavior, everything starts to make sense, and you understand what you're dealing with, and you understand that the only real solution is to get out of the relationship.
What advice can you share with the listeners, and where can they purchase your book?
Well, there's the advice that I can share is that these relationships are totally preventable if you know what to look for. So there's three steps involved in protecting yourself. The first is to know that they exist. Sociopaths make up 1% to 4% of the population. That means there are 3 to 12 million of them in the United States, and they aren't in jail. They can be absolutely anywhere. I mean, I've spoken to people who were involved with these human predators who were doctors, lawyers, business executives, military members, members of the clergy, so they are found all throughout society. Now, the second step is to educate yourself about the warning signs, which I discuss not only in the book, which is Red Flags of Love Fraud, 10 Signs You're Dating a Sociopath, but we also talk extensively about it on my website, lovefraud.com. And the final thing is that people need to trust your instincts. I conducted a survey of Love Fraud readers and asked them if they had a gut feeling or an intuition early in the relationship that something was wrong. 71% of my respondents said yes. So what tends to happen is that people see the warning signs but don't know what they mean. They don't know how to interpret what they see. So if you ever get a bad feeling that you have the hairs on the back of your neck go up when someone is around you, or you just have a feeling that something isn't on the up and up, you really need to pay attention to that, because 10 to 1, your intuition is working and you are being warned that you're involved with somebody who is dangerous.
She is Donna Anderson, the author of LoveFraud.com, a website that teaches people how to recognize and recover from sociopaths. She just came out with a new book called Red Flags of Love Fraud, 10 Signs You're Dating a Sociopath. And the website of reference, once again, is LoveFraud.com. Donna, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Valuable information. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.